Not a day passes without the Lebanese government unveiling new contingency plans for various sectors: education, communications, health, refugee assistance. It almost feels like we're living in a real country, where leaders pretend to care about the people. But in truth, it's all talk and no action. This isn't surprising, given that the government doesn't even control the country for which it's crafting these grand plans. For caretaker Prime Minister Makati, the strategy is silence, patience, and prayer, highlighting the utter impotence of Lebanon's authority. This is a state in tatters, incapable of even deciding matters of war or peace. Real power lies elsewhere, in Tehran, in Gaza. Some are beginning to speak out, albeit hesitantly, about the possibility of opening additional airports to provide multiple points of entry into the country. But of course, that's absolutely out of the question. Hezbollah's veto is final. Only one entryway for the whole country. The Saadat El Jabal gathering even called for Beirut International Airport and its access road to be placed under international protection, a futile move. At best, those advocating for such ideas are accused of treason and attempting to divide the country. For example, Corsica, a region in France almost the size of Lebanon, has 4 airports, all lucrative. Crete has 2, Sardinia has 3, but in Lebanon, why should arriving or departing passengers miss out on the slogans and pictures of Lebanese or Iranian martyrs? A concentrated dose of Middle Eastern geopolitics crammed into just a few kilometers. Annoyed by this political culture? That's just the typical reaction of traitors and dissenters. In short, Lebanon is doomed to live at the pace set by its real masters. So, in case of emergency, we shouldn't really rely on the airport. Let's talk about healthcare. We witnessed the state's efficiency. During the Beirut port explosion in 2020, it amounted to nothing. Instead, it was doctors, nurses, first responders, and volunteers from the private sector who truly stepped up to assist the thousands of injured. Security, which should be the primary role of any state, is now considered a sensitive topic. The country is under the influence of the Axis of Resistance, which dictates the lives of the Lebanese. Addressing the insecurity should be the bare minimum for those in power. Fortunately, the Lebanese army is working to address the damage inflicted on the country since October 8. However, it is treading carefully, navigating a minefield laid by foreign powers and their local representatives. Meanwhile, to save face, foreign diplomats, Americans, French, British, and others, tour the country, stopping by for coffee with local leaders. Diplomacy requires politeness, which is why it's often considered a virtue. They visit, listen, repeat the same points, get the same answers, and then leave. Their patience is truly commendable. On their tour, they avoid the presidential palace because, well, it's empty. The Lebanese aren't exactly eager to see it welcome a new president. After all, it's not like the country is on the brink of collapse. No sense of urgency there either. And so the land of the cedars continues, martyred, impoverished, crushed under the weight of its geographic situation, political negligence, and endless wars. And what about the people? Their future? Well, the restaurants are still packed, after all. Everything's just fine, right? Anyone care to disagree?